It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
The Milwaukee Bucks started their 2025-2026 season late last month after an offseason with some significant roster changes around star Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Fans are getting to know some new faces and new roles, and much of that acclimation process comes through the Bucks' social media channels, where pictures and videos bring the fan base even closer to the team.
The person behind the Bucks' online platforms is Mount Horeb native Jesse Clark. Clark is a UW-Madison alum who was promoted to social media director before the start of the season.
He's the one who's holding the phones for videos, hitting send on Instagram posts, and reading the flow of positive and negative comments that come through.
To find out what it's like to work with superstar athletes, we called up Jesse Clark. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Appreciate you having me on.
Okay, dish please. What is it like to run social media for a pro sports team like the Bucks?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, a lot of responsibility, too. I mean, any message that we send out can potentially reach our 13 million followers across all of our primary social platforms. So there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it, but it's a lot of fun to be able to attend sports games for work and cover those online for fans to enjoy. You never know what to expect on a given game night, which is really fun and exciting, but also is a challenge because you have to make sure you're able to pivot depending on how the game goes. It's been a lot of fun in my career to be able to do this, and I'm really fortunate to be able to do what I do. It's a lot of fun.
You're working in a digital orbit, so that's 24/7. Do you feel like you can ever step away?
It's a great question. There is a 24/7 aspect to this job, certainly. I mean, there are times when Bucks-related news breaks that I have to be available to handle or someone on the social team can handle. And I'm very fortunate to have a social team at the Milwaukee Bucks. And so if one person isn't available, hopefully someone else can step in. So being able to have that staffing is really beneficial to kind of provide that flexibility when needed. And so that's been really great. We've been able to build the social team here and expand it recently at the Bucks. So there is an aspect where we do always have to be online. Certainly we want to be cognizant of trends and capitalize on those and be topical in that way. But we also have a social team to be able to balance life and what that brings from a personal standpoint as well.
And so you aren't just the sole anonymous voice behind all of these posts, that you have multiple people sending them out.
Correct. Yes, I manage a social team that includes two full-time coordinators and then also two social media interns. So between the five of us, it could be any one of us posting on any one of those platforms. And so we're able to kind of rotate and provide some flexibility that way. And so we all play a part in it, and I couldn't do it without them.
You went to UW-Madison. You were a Bucks fan long before you were in this role. What does it mean to go from following this team for fun to doing it professionally from behind the scenes and making really strategic decisions about their social?
Yeah, it's a really fun full circle moment for me. I've been a Bucks fan since I was 5 years old. And I remember going to my first Bucks games at the Bradley Center, rooting for the team. Unfortunately, the team didn't win a lot of games during that time, but my fandom was really strong from the start. And so now, you know, if I would have told 5-year-old self what I'm doing now for a career, I think that kid would be really excited and proud. It means a lot to me to be able to be to make such important decisions and be in charge of sending out these messages and this content to our fan base for this team in particular, because, you know, this team means a lot to the state and means a lot to me. It means a lot to the city of Milwaukee. So it's not lost on me, the responsibility that I have. And, you know, hopefully fans appreciate, you know, the content that we do post and the effort we put behind it on social, because it's a lot of fun and it's a lot of responsibility. And it feels good to be able to have that responsibility professionally, you know, with this organization.
You've done this type of work for the Kansas City Royals. You've done this type of work for the Houston Texans. I wonder now, though, is it harder this way when you have an emotional connection to the Bucks? You have this history for you to separate yourself from that, you know, when you are already so tied to the team?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, while it is especially meaningful to me, I think just the professional mode kicks in, you know, especially during a game setting. You know, we're so reactionary to what's happening on the court. There isn't really time for anything else. And so we're just so locked in from a task standpoint that, you know, we just handle whatever comes our way. And I'm not really thinking about my, you know, personal fandom. You know, certainly I think that just helps my general excitement on a day-to-day basis. But I don't feel like it ever kind of, you know, interferes with the work process, since we're in such like a rapidly changing environment and landscape in this role that we don't really have time to think about anything else.
You also are trying to maintain a brand and a voice for the team. What is that balance between being corporate and professional and proper versus, you know, hip and trendy and cutting edge?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's definitely a balance. As a brand, certainly we have a lot of different objectives, and different departments have different needs that they need to service on social. And so we need to make sure we're effectively communicating those, whether that's a PR message or community initiative or something that's sponsored through partnerships. And so we want to make sure that we're servicing those needs, but also we want to have fun online too. And we want to be keeping up with the trends. We want to be playful and concise and interact with fans and be engaging. You know, this account serves a lot of different purposes, and certainly we want to be informative and be valuable to partners and increase ticket revenue. We also want to be engaging to fans and increase their fan affinity. Maybe they are a fan and now we can make them a core fan, or maybe they weren't a fan at all, but now they are because they saw our content or a story that we posted that they learned more about a player's background, things like that. It's so hard to stop the thumb from scrolling these days. And so we want to make sure that we're creating content that allows them to do that and engage and share. And when I arrived, we didn't really have a style guide on social that kind of outlines our brand, our voice, and our process. And so that was one of the first things that I worked on to put that pen to paper. Not only does that help when we hire a new social person to kind of guide them on how we approach, but it's also helpful for the organization to see our process and our flow and how we communicate online, how it reflects kind of the values of Wisconsin and Milwaukee and the history of this team, but also witty and playful and edgy when appropriate, because we want to speak concisely and appropriately, but also try to balance all the different needs, both from a social standpoint, but then also how other departments, their messages that need to come across as well.
I want to key in on the word appropriately, because, you know, these fans can also be such a thorn in your side. How do you handle the negative comments you get from fans or the trolls on social media?
So I always say that I'd rather have passionate fans in our comments, either positive or negative, mm-hmm. than apathetic ones. And so certainly we get a lot of both. And now we can't control what happens on the court. And sometimes the results are positive and sometimes they're not so positive. And fans are very vocal and eager to share their thoughts because social is their easiest access and touch point to do so with the Bucks. And I think earlier in my career, when there was a lot of negativity, it wore on me because it is our job to see it and read it all the time. And when there's a lot, you know, it can be easy to take it personally or have it weigh on you. But I feel like I've gotten better at that as my career has progressed. And I'd rather than be passionate and vocal than not at all. And so, you know, when those kind of feelings arise and mount, you know, I just remain hopeful that things will change and get better. And we don't really monitor, or I should say, filter out those comments unless they are like overly violent or sexual bots that we sometimes get online. We're not filtering out those conversations unless they kind of fall into that category. And we won't really respond to those, but we do want to be mindful of the one-on-one interactions that we can provide fans online. If they have a question that we can answer, or a surprise and delight moment, or responding to some positivity, because I do kind of look at those interactions as a digital autograph of sorts. And it is cool when fans receive, you know, a response, a reply from the official team account. It's not a huge lift on our end, but can be really impactful on theirs. So we do want to be active in the comments and hear what they're saying, respond back to what they're saying, because as a social account, we need to be mindful of the conversations that our fans are having and how can we participate that.
Yeah, you feel like you're singled out, one of a kind. We're talking with Milwaukee Bucks social media director Jesse Clark about what it's like being the person behind a pro sports team's online accounts and that strategy role. Jesse, I want to hone in here on what you said about bots and AI. How have you seen the job of a social media strategist change over your decade working in pro sports?
Yeah, I think the biggest change that I've seen is social media is never getting smaller, right? There are new platforms coming out. Platforms are having different changes to their algorithms, what kind of content they prioritize. And so it is a challenge to be mindful of that, and you need to adapt as that changes, because you ultimately want your content to be best served to your audience. And so as there have been more platforms that have evolved, like when I started, there wasn't TikTok, there wasn't Blue Sky, there wasn't Threads. You need to have a social staff to accommodate that. When I first started, it was just one or two people running social. Now our team is up to 5 full-time and part-timers. Mm. And so I feel like as social has evolved, the staffing needs have had to evolve with it, because you need to be able to, one, you know, appropriately create content for different platforms because they are so different. We're not going to speak the same way to our fans on Facebook like we do TikTok, and that content is also going to be quite different. And so you can't just have one person effectively do that on all channels in this day and age. And so being able to have a fuller staff to accommodate that and tailor your content to the platform has been really, really beneficial. I'm thankful that the Bucks organization has invested in social to be able to increase our staff size to be able to do that.
How does working with Giannis compare to some of the stars you worked with at the Kansas City Royals or the Houston Texans?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to work with a lot of great athletes, athletes who understand social content and want to participate in it. And so that's been really great. Obviously, every locker room is different, you know, and certain players may prefer to be more content forward on social than others, and that's totally okay. And so it's our job to, you know, work with players who want to work with us and tailor their interest to how we can, you know, communicate on social and help elevate their brand as well. And so a lot of athletes that I've worked with, depending on what team it's been, have been really a pleasure to work with. And we were able to create some really great content together, not only for our channel, but for theirs, and share in that content. And so that's been really great. I mean, Giannis is obviously an amazing athlete, but he's an amazing person as well. And so very, very fortunate that he is in Milwaukee and we get to work together and also, you know, cover his amazing talent on the court every night.
Well, he did say, you know, as reported on by ESPN last month, that, you know, he's staying off social and focused on his craft. I mean, how does that affect the social media director for the team when his star isn't actively scrolling or perhaps engaging?
Yeah, players who are less social inclined during the season and want to lock in, that is not unique to me or my job. And so, you know, we cover him to the best of our ability with what he's doing on the court, which is extremely valuable. And then we just interact with players and engage with them depending on when they're active. And when mm-hmm. they're not active, that's totally okay. And we just adapt accordingly.
Hmm. Have you noticed regional differences between fans down in Houston and Kansas City compared to Milwaukee?
In terms of overall sentiment, I don't think so. I think most of that has just been either positive or negative, depending on how the team is performing on the court. And there are obviously ebbs and flows that happen with that over the course of the season, no matter what sport that you're playing. Sometimes we'll tailor our messaging depending on different interests. And certainly, you know, there are differences in interests in Houston, for example, whether it's, you know, pop culture or food, or things like that in Texas that may not apply as directly to Kansas City or Milwaukee. And so we want to make sure we're tapping into kind of the interests of the state and the city and the team as it pertains to social and content series. But in terms of fan sentiment, there are some similarities in just how fans respond depending how the team is performing.
Okay, so this is the point where we have to pull out that crystal ball. What are your expectations for the season after some, you know, kind of big changes in the off season?
Yeah, I try not to have expectations, really. I'm just always hopeful. You know, one of the best parts of this job is not knowing what's going to happen in a given season or on a given game night. And so being able to react to that in real time is a lot of fun and also a bit challenging. Fortunately, we have the best player in basketball on our team, and that provides a lot of excitement on a nightly basis. And we'll always be competitive with Giannis on our roster. And so it's just really fun and challenging to adapt on a game-to-game basis and being able to pivot with our messaging depending on how each individual game goes. And so there's a lot of excitement in that. And so every season is a new season. You never know how it's going to go. And so it's fun to kind of ride that ride and just see how each game goes and capitalize on that to the best of your ability. And hopefully that results, you know, in a successful season and a deep playoff run. You know, I've been very fortunate to, you know, work for an organization that has, you know, won a title recently and brought a championship to Milwaukee. And that's the goal every season. That is our standard. And so I look forward to seeing how this season plays out and hopefully going from there.
Jesse, thank you for joining us.
Of course, it was a pleasure to chat.
That is Mount Horeb native Jesse Clark, the social media director for the Milwaukee Bucks. And Jesse was with us to share what it's like to be the anonymous voice behind a pro sports team's social media channels.